This is Chris Dufault. I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Crookston, Minnesota. I'm pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan in studio. We'll have updates from Sierra Doctor and Whitney Pittman as well. Much of the region will be finally seeing 70 degrees today. It should be sunny through Friday. Clouds will build in Friday evening, and there is a chance of rain for the weekend. The Red River has crested in all areas except for Pembina and just north of Drayton. The river is expected to recede over the next few days at Oslo, Grand Forks, and Fargo.
A decision on the benchmark interest rate will be made today. Federal Open Market Committee will release a policy statement this afternoon. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will also speak to the media this afternoon. A quarter percentage point rate increase is expected. If that happens, it'll be the ninth consecutive interest rate increase by the Fed.
The grain markets continue to see risk-off selling. Van On and Company market analyst Christy Van On says economic concerns are a major factor ahead of the Federal Reserve Board announcement.
Tomorrow we should have their plan on interest rates. From the sounds of it, they're going to stick to their plan and go a quarter percent again higher. And the reason behind that is you're like, why are they raising interest rates when we have these talks of economic concerns? But, you know, you're still seeing the GDP of this, of the economy continue to grow. And so, you know, we're trying to figure out a way to battle that. And right now it does seem like the Federal Reserve's plan is to continue to try and fight on inflation, which means higher interest rates.
Managed money is also selling in this market.
Last week, managed money investment funds sold 64,000 contracts of corn and 47,000 contracts of soybeans, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see another week of those type of numbers. And we're net short once again on corn. We still have a ways to go before they'd be net short on soybeans, but I really think right now it's risk off. You're seeing it into the meat markets as well.
The CME Group Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer report for April released yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Farmer sentiment improved this month after 2 months of decline. Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture Director Dr. James Mintert says while the barometer saw an increase, he doesn't expect it to return to the higher levels we've seen in the last few years anytime soon.
The barometer itself was up 6 points. That's a fairly small move, but it was a positive step, but 2 points higher than a year ago. Still leaves it well below where it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the index was at, 178, and this month we're at 123. I don't look for the index to go anywhere close to the levels of 2 years ago anytime in the near future. I think we're going to continue to bounce around probably in that 100 to maybe 125 range. But the bigger increase was really in the index of current conditions. I think it was up a little bit more than the index of future expectations. Both indexes did rise a little bit compared to the prior month.
Mintert says there were several factors contributing to the increase.
People were feeling better about their financial situation. Smaller percentage of them were expecting interest rates to rise over the next year than what we had picked up in previous surveys. So I think maybe that kind of trickled into the sentiment. I think earlier in the year, people were really concerned about how high interest rates might go. And I think, you know, this survey was the first time we've posed questions to people following the banking crisis with Silicon Valley and Signature. And now, of course, this week, we just had another one with Republic. But I think people maybe felt a little bit better about where interest rates are headed, given that the Fed's concern is about maybe tightening a little too much.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
Negotiations to extend the Black Sea Grain Initiative are taking place today. The current agreement that includes Russia and Ukraine is scheduled to expire May 18th. The United Nations and Turkey helped broker this deal last July, and it's been extended twice. Russian officials have said they're not interested in renewing the deal unless the West drops the restrictions on their ag exports.
North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring has issued a special local needs registration to Belkim Crop Protection to help sugar beet growers manage weeds. Spinade is approved as a post-emergence weed control for kochia and lamb's quarters. The registration is limited to Pembina, Walsh, Grand Forks, Trail Cass, and Richland counties. It's in effect immediately and expires December 31st of 2027. Go to redriverrfn.com, sign up for our weekly FarmNet e-newsletter that will hit your email box every Monday. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. A Senate Agriculture Subcommittee met yesterday taking testimony from farmers about the Farm Bill and the Farm Safety Net. National Corn Grower Association First Vice President Harold Woolley, who farms at Medelia, Minnesota, testified on the importance of protecting crop insurance programs in the legislation.
Protecting federal crop insurance, strengthening the producer safety net, bolstering U.S. international market development efforts, and supporting voluntary conservation programs. Our Farm Bill recommendations seek to make USDA programs more effective and responsive through strategic investments and policy enhancements. Federal crop insurance has a proven track record of helping producers quickly respond to natural disasters. Corn growers consistently rank crop insurance as the most important program and title of the Farm Bill.
The corn growers are hoping to see a change in reference prices in the new Farm Bill.
NCGA supports strengthening the effective reference price escalator, which allows more responsive price protection. The provision is capped at 115% of the statutory reference price. For corn, the escalator is capped at $4.26. For corn growers, the effective reference price is expected to trigger higher levels of price protection starting for the 2024 crop. NCGA supports strengthening this market-oriented mechanism by raising the 115% cap or modifying the formula to be more responsive to changes in market prices.
Minnesota's House of Representatives passed legislation providing workers up to 12 weeks of paid family leave and another 12 weeks of paid medical leave per year. Republican lawmakers tried to turn back the bill, saying it would hurt small businesses and farms. The bill passed with a 68-64 margin.
The Animal Agriculture Alliance's 2023 Stakeholder Summit is coming up tomorrow and Friday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor has more.
AimPoint Research Executive Advisor Ray Starling is scheduled as a keynote speaker at the Stakeholder Summit. Starling, who authored a book focused on farmers versus foodies, says the animal agriculture community is often pitted against those claiming the food system in the U.S. is broken.
What I have observed most recently is there seem to be two prevailing trains of thought regarding agriculture and the food system. One of them, which we hold as Aggies, is that, you know, we do a pretty darn good job. And I've got lots of statistics to establish that. What we spend on food as a percentage of our disposable income, the amount of malnourishment around the world, and the way that number has continued to drop. I mean, we've done a tremendous job in providing food and fiber for our country. Yet at the same time, there's this growing chorus of folks who are saying the system is broken, that the American food system has massive problems.
Starling says the agriculture industry needs to be watchful of negative influences on ag practices and policy.
So I think the food system is doing great. And, you know, I think there are things we can improve. I think there are things we can do better. I think we recognize that already. And in many cases, we're already working on those things. And we will get better. And so I worry about what I call this outside influence. I call it the byline or the subtitle of the book is the outside forces that are forging the future of farming and food. And my concern is that at the end of the day, a lot of their ideas are just not good ideas. A lot of the things they want to, quote, fix about the food system really don't need to be changed, and certainly not changed in the way that they often suggest.
Reporting Agriculture's Business. I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
After 19 years as the executive director of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Dan Wogslin will retire June 1st. Grain Growers President Ed Kessel says Wogslin has made his mark on the industry.
When Dan would talk, people listened. And just because of the wealth of knowledge that he had, and we were fortunate to be able to capture that, whether it was in D.C. or Bismarck.
Basis bids at the six regional grain elevators followed by the Red River Farm Network are mostly unchanged from last week. Spring wheat basis ranges from 35 to 65 cents under the July Minneapolis contract. The corn basis ranges from a nickel to under to 15 cents over the July corn futures contract. And the soybean basis ranges from a dollar under to 5 cents under the July contract. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The stalemate over the debt ceiling continues. Democratic House leadership plans to use a discharge petition, which allows a bill to come directly to the floor without the blessing of the Republican majority. It's a lengthy process and will not work unless a handful of Republicans cross over and vote with the Democrats. Congressional leaders are scheduled to meet with President Biden next week to discuss an increase to the debt ceiling.
According to USDA, global beef production is projected to increase in 2023 with decreased production in the United States. Oklahoma State University Extension livestock marketing specialist Daryl Peel is optimistic about this market.
Well, you know, we're moving into tighter supplies. This is just the beginning, I think. Now, in terms of the time of year, normally we would expect, in a more stable market, fed cattle markets would peak about now. They would drop off seasonally a little bit into the summer and then come back in the late part of the year. I'm not sure with this uptrend in the market that's in place that we'll see a lot of drop off this summer. Maybe it plateaus a little bit. It might drop slightly. But in general, these prices are going to be poised to move higher. If not over the summer, certainly by the end of the year, we will continue to see new record prices as we go forward.
The drought in the southern plains is still an issue.
Yeah, you know, the drought situation in Oklahoma is really kind of sharpening focus right now. We've had, you know, a significant amount of moisture in the southeastern part of the state that has removed drought in many areas. It's moved the drought line just a little bit farther west. The areas north and west of there have continued, in fact, are getting a little bit worse in terms of serious drought. There are places in Oklahoma right now where within 60 miles you can go from an area that has no drought through all of the drought categories to an area that has D4 or exceptional drought in just an hour's time of driving.
The Biden administration plans to defend the climate smart agriculture provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act. There are proposals to reallocate those IRA funds for the Farm Bill. White House Deputy Chief of Staff John Podesta says the administration will fight for the climate funding.
Checking markets this morning, we have Minneapolis wheat down a penny for the July contract at 772.5, September down 1.25. Chicago wheat, the July contract, 609, down a quarter penny. Hard red winter wheat, July 1.5 higher. July corn down 7 cents, 573. New crop 3.75 lower. July soybeans $14.25. That's down 10.5 cents. New crop soybeans down by 8.25 cents. We've got weakness in soybean meal and soybean oil as well. As we check in on the farm calendar, the NDSU Animal Science Department is hosting a beef field day May 24th. They're going to showcase the research being conducted at the NDSU Cattle Research Complex and the beef unit, all that taking place in Fargo. U.S. Meat Export Federation has their spring conference coming up. It will be May 24th through the 26th, and it's in the region this year. They'll be in Minneapolis. They'll be taking a look at what's going on in some of the emerging markets, particularly the Asian markets, and they'll examine U.S.-Mexico trade relations and the Farm Bill challenges. Again, that's at the U.S. Meat Export Federation meeting coming up in Minneapolis. Enjoy the sunshine. Have a great day. This is the Red River Farm Network.